Good morning. I call this meeting to order of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Jill Kringstad. So we have a quorum. We have a very, very short agenda today. And my only opening comments are just to kind of explain something. Like, people might be wondering that are viewing, like, why wouldn't you just postpone this meeting and address these few minor things that are on the consent agenda at the next meeting? And especially one of them is a notice of opportunity for hearing. And to me, that's really the reason when I thought about, like, should we just postpone this rather than setting up a special room, which, by the way, the reason we're here is because the 12th floor has been vacated because the new radiators are being installed up there. And so that's why we're down here and carrying on with the meeting, because some of these things, while they might seem minor and probably don't really need any discussion, so they're on the consent agenda, we just want to make sure that the notices get out there, because maybe there is a reason to discuss them that we're not recognizing. And by doing the public notice, it allows full transparency and a chance for those things to be brought to our attention. And so that's the reason why I thought it was important to continue on despite the very light calendar. I guess I kind of got ahead of myself with opening comments, so we'll continue and then we'll do the pledge before we start the meeting.
I just want to concur with you that I think it's important, no matter how light or heavy our commission meetings are, is to move things forward. And I appreciate the support. Yep. I have nothing else.
Yeah, I agree. Just a really big thanks to staff. I know any time that we are off of our floor, it's a very heavy lift logistically as far as getting the room and making sure we have the technology so we can broadcast so everybody can hear what we're doing. And so thank you, staff, for making this possible. Without you, we couldn't do our job. So thank you, guys.
Now, before we get into the heavy voting items, would you please stand and join me in pledging our allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So we have actually nothing on our regular agenda. There are three items on the consent calendar, and I move approval of those three items plus the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
Do either of you have any new items to add to the agenda?
Do not.
Okay. Then before we take questions from the press and wrap this up, the one announcement that I want to make is just a kind of a special notice as far as our next meeting. It's a Thursday instead of the normal Wednesday. So the next meeting is June 11th. Again, that's a Thursday. It says in our official announcement, well, I guess it doesn't really say, it just calls it a regular commission meeting, but it will very likely be irregular because it will not be upstairs on the 12th floor. And so far, we don't have a finalization of what room we can use, if in fact Port Union room is reserved. Okay, so if the 12th floor is not available to us yet, it will be in the Fort Union room. And that would be 10 o'clock, June 11th. And again, that's a Thursday. With that, we'll take questions from the press in a moment, but this meeting is adjourned.